This is Louis Navaliers, Monday, April 10th. Well, first of all, we have a very good tone to the market, especially our stocks. They're clearly anticipating better than expected earnings in the upcoming weeks. And I was a little shocked that when I logged on this morning with the NASDAQ market down, just how broad-based the strength was. Now, that strength can be fleeting, okay, but it's a good sign that the stocks are firming up before their upcoming earnings announcement. Okay, so that's one thing. The other thing is we're going to get a lot of economic news this week. The CPI is going to be coming out, and we want to see if owner's equivalent rent is starting to fall. There's something wrong with the government data because all the private economists show that housing prices are declining, rents are soft, yet it doesn't show up in the government data, okay? So this is a frustration of mine that something's wrong with the data, but hopefully it finally shows up. I mean, they just can't ignore it forever. Then we're also going to get producer prices, wholesale prices. They actually fell in February. We want to see if there's any more softening in there. We also want to look at the service costs buried in the PPI because that's been a concern of the Fed. So hopefully that gets better. And then we conclude this week with retail sales on Friday. Now, retail sales apparently exploded in January. So far, they're up 3.2. They declined in February. We want to see what consumers are doing. The manufacturing sector of our economy is in a recession, period, okay? And it's been down for 5 months. It's struggling. The service side of our economy has to carry us. That's why the GDP forecasts are so lackluster right now. You know, they're estimating only 1.5% GDP growth in the first quarter. We'll see what we get this quarter. The other thing that's interesting is the EPA on Wednesday is going to, the EPA administrator is going to be in Detroit, going to announce new stricter emission regulations for vehicles. And essentially, it's the nail in the coffin for internal combustion engines. And this is going to get really interesting because, you know, it's going to cause a lot of workers to be laid off because electric cars, you know, don't require as many components. Obviously, a lot of those components come from China. I know there's incentives to, you know, build the batteries here, but again, the raw materials are coming from China. And we're not moving that as fast as you might think to onsource. So even Tesla just announced a new battery plant in China to build what we call the LFP batteries for air energy storage. And of course, they're doing that in China because CATL is the leader and they're all set up and geared in China to make these massive battery packs that are used in Australia and California to store electricity. So it'll be fascinating to see the response to the auto companies. There's still a concern, are there going to be enough batteries available to do what the EPA and the EU and everybody wants? You know, they're building hybrids now that can go 100 miles or more on electric, and that might be enough. And so a hybrid solution might be a better solution, especially if we can't get the raw materials. So it's going to get interesting. I'm eagerly awaiting to see what happens in the automotive industry here. Otherwise, you know, it's earnings season. The banks are announcing this week. It's not so much the results, it's their guidance, the loan loss reserves. You know, I'm just very pleased that our stocks are firming up as we head into this earnings announcement season. And one last thing, I get a lot of comments that the strategists are negative or the strategists are cutting estimates. Folks, Wall Street strategists are clueless, okay? They always have been, they always will be. The people that are important are the actual analysts doing the earnings estimates. And from what I can see, they're very firm on our stocks. They're revising estimates higher. So those are much more reliable than the actual top-down strategists. So there's some people at Morgan Stanley and some other firms that are perpetually bearish. And that's too bad. I can't do anything about the fact that they're manically depressed, okay? They must have had a hard childhood, okay? So the bottom line is ignore the strategists. Let's focus on earnings. We had Lamon Weston last week. It reacted well to its better than expected earnings. That's our potato chip company. We'll have more in the upcoming weeks. And let's just hang on and enjoy the ride. Earnings season is what we live for. Happens 4 times a year, so it'll start to heat up next week for us. So I'm expecting a lot of good results. But in the meantime, let's hope we get some good inflation news this week and upbeat retail sales, because it'll certainly help the overall mood out there. One last thing, April's a seasonally strong month. Everybody's funding their pensions this week before tax filing, so that's also good too. So that's it. So, Navalier, this is your update for today. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions.